Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Joel Rollins, and this is The Week on Rave Radio. Thanks for stopping by to join us. This week, I'll be bringing you a fascinating conversation with Jim Kern, the president of a really unique new organization for creative professionals called Comradity. Think of Comradity as both a virtual and temporary office facility and a networking group for a membership of creative professionals. It's the best shot I've seen for giving high-end freelancers and small creative firms the kind of organizational and facility support they need to compete for business on a global basis. I've been engineering their video conferencing, collaboration, and video studio systems, and while I was on site, I had a chance to sit down in the building under final construction and chat with Jim. You can find out more about Jim and Comradity at www.comradity.net or at the link on the Rave page. In the meantime, I think you'll enjoy my talk with Jim Kern. Anyway, we'll be doing that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me remind you that The Week on Rave Radio is brought to you by Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor, who deliver flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions. Find out more at ingrammicro.com. The Week is also brought to you by Atlas Sound, who make a huge variety of audio product to fill the needs of the AV industry. More about them can be found at www.atlassound.com. But listen, while you're here on Rave Radio, check out our other podcasts like the Green AV Podcast, AV Insider, and Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves. You can find them all at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. Here, we try to address the most important items we see in AV news for the week, and we bring you a range of guests for a conversation about subjects important to our industry. And so, without further ado, let's talk about what's going on in the world of AV this week. Well, first up, Kramer's new ProScale digital scaler switchers are equipped with a unique built-in mass notification and emergency communication, or MNEC, feature. MNEC is a method for displaying facility-wide emergency messages on all connected devices within the facility. When connected to a network, the Kramer ProScale digital scaler and switcher can be set up to automatically display an alert message. Notifications include flexible options, such as the inclusion of an audio alert siren and the choice of displaying either a text crawler or a text window. The system can even have the Kramer ProScale digital scaler switchers power up displays that are off in order to display these important messages. They require only an Ethernet connection to the appropriate campus network. The system complies with the official National Warning System standard in the United States, the Emergency Alert System, which works in coordination with FEMA and a number of U.S. national emergency agencies. You can visit www.kramer.com to read all the specs. Also, and on Rave this week, according to recently surveyed members of the Rental and Staging Network, or RSN, who are a group of geographically diverse rental and staging companies, there are several top production trends planners should be aware of for the spring and summer of 2014. I won't give it all away. You can read all about the surprising trends that they reveal at www.ravepubs.com. In fact, you should check out the entire rental and staging section while you're there. And of course, only those of us who have been away a few months in the Antarctic could possibly be unaware that Infocom 2014 is about to be upon us. With less than a month to go, you should get a jump on the show by checking out all the manufacturer press releases as well as Rave's insights on what you'll see this year. Once again, the place to get all the news is www.ravepubs.com. Well, that's the news for this week. We've got a fascinating interview lined up for you. As I said, I happened to catch Jim Kern at Comradity's new facility, which is under construction, and this was recorded in an unfinished studio. So the reverb you hear is concrete, not effect. Well, folks, thanks for being with us today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, with me today for a brief conversation is Jim Kern, president of Comradity.
Kramerady's an organization and a facility that I've been doing some work with for the last few weeks. And it's been really, really interesting. It is probably one of the more innovative uses of video conferencing I've seen. Jim, tell us a little about Kramerady as an organization and where it came from.
Well, it kind of came from the fact that both my partner, who's also my wife, and myself, came from the communications industry in various facets and functions throughout the years, some of which were just simply advertising and promotion, and some of which were developing presentations for major brands. And we found that the industry has dynamically changed a lot, and there are an awful lot of people who used to be big agency employees and had resources at their fingertips, and they are now freelancing and really have to fight for the resources on a variable cost basis themselves, and few can afford it without the critical mass of being able to use it every day.
It's a really interesting concept. For those of you who are regular listeners, I'll have a video tour of Kramerady up when the entire project is finished. But basically, from looking from outside in, and what I've been doing is helping them develop a video communication system, what it looks like is that you've given the capabilities of a large business to freelancers, to people who are independent creative professionals. For us in the AV industry, the most, you know, the fast developing market is mid-level businesses and large businesses adding very large video communications infrastructures. And one of the things that that's done over the last 10 years is leave high talent independence behind in terms of that communication technology. So this is a place where they can get that, but they can get a lot more than that here. What else is Kramerady about for those people?
Well, Kramerady is about taking cross-disciplinary, cross-cultural, and cross-age group demographics and putting them together in a facility where they can collaborate yet maintain their independence. And if they want to continue to be an independent, single silo provider of services, they can continue to do that. But most people that we've talked to and brought into our space have said to us, this opens so many new doors for us because we can now collaborate with support resources, both human and physical, that we never had access to before. So the idea behind this is it's everything from a co-working space to satisfy the old Maslow's need for affiliation, up to and including being able to shoot a video for that you might use on your internet protocols to promote your own business, and have it look like something that didn't come out of the basement with lurking shadows in the background and you coming out to kind of sell your service, and it professionalizes the very thing that independents need to be able to do.
You know, interestingly enough, for me, when you walk into Kramerady's space, it's like walking into a very well-equipped mid-level to high-level business, but it's actually an association of freelance professionals. It's, think of it as a virtual office, like a Regis on steroids, for people who are creative professionals. And, you know, actually, interestingly enough, my wife is the lead technical writer for the world's largest biometric identification company. She's worked at home alone for 17 years. And when I started to tell her about Kramerady, she's like, wow, that would be a great place to go and work. It has all the facilities that you'd have in a mid-size office, plus all of the video and telecommunications facilities, high bandwidth internet, and other people. I mean, one of the things, I go crazy, I have a home studio, I work at home a lot, but working in a home studio is lonely. And there's also no one around to bounce ideas off. There's no one to go to the water cooler and say, hey, I'm working on this thing, what do you think of it? And this would give people that.
Well, we really need to interview you for our marketing brochures because you have hit exactly the points that we think are most critical here. And that is that if your universe is confined to four walls and the intellect that you bring to those four walls, you do miss out on a lot. And when we were in the agency business, we used to be able to tell people that a desktop publishing rookie could come into our shop and 3 years later leave as a pretty well qualified art designer, that opportunity doesn't exist today.
Right.
And agencies have no place for, quote, a training program or a developmental program. And yet that skill and talent level is one that the demand for in the future will continue to grow geometrically. And we're trying to find a solution to that problem.
Yeah, it really looks brilliant to me. I mean, and the other thing that you've added that I find, which ought to be a real appeal to high-level independent professionals, is that you've added the ability to both stream and video conference out of any room in the facility, which would allow a creative professional to make a pitch to a San Francisco advertising agency without having to go there. You know, if you look at it, all the large agencies are now equipped for it, but they mostly use it internally. What you've done is given the independent professional a way to knock on their door at a national level.
Well, I think if you go back to the old days of antique stores back in the hinterlands, and their market was finite. It was, you know, I can come in there because I happen to visit once during the summer. But all the other opportunities were simply those that walked by the front door. What we've done is created a front door that extends your showroom nationally and even internationally.
Even internationally. Now, how does Comradity operate? I mean, the studio, you have studio space, and like I said, there'll be a video tour on my podcast later, but there is, extensive setup of small studios, mid-sized studios, meeting rooms, and even just cubicles. Are there multiple levels of membership?
There are indeed, and it starts with virtual membership, which has a very robust support behind it on the member profile. And that entitles you to all of the member privileges of any of the physical as well as cyberspace resources that Comradity has. The next level is 1 day a month reserve time for just one seat in our public, as we characterize it, our public facility. And then there are packages that include 4 days a month, 10 days a month, a full office, short-term leasing requirements. You don't have to sign a 10-year lease. You can sign a 6-month lease and you know, work at your pleasure until you find that this is indeed something that is going to grow and flourish. Then you can move into permanent office space, or you can maintain your presence here. So it's everything from a day tripper, as we call them, to a 4 or 10 day a month person, or for a resident studio member who can rent an office or a workspace with security for any of the files that you might have or any of the support information that you might have. And it also gives you an opportunity to collaborate with other professionals at your discretion when you want to, and as you said before, to have somebody to bounce some ideas off of just as time goes by.
It's funny, the more I talk to people who are freelancers, the more they talk about that being the one real problem that they have is isolation of themselves and their ideas. I think this is going to go over really, really well.
Well, we hope you're absolutely right. We think the history of this industry agrees with your assessment. A short time ago, as a year and a half, there were about 14 of these facilities in New York City. Today there are 25 per borough.
Wow.
And in Connecticut, when we started this whole process, there were none. And today we know of at least 8 or 10 that have cropped up, none addressing the creative industry as we've approached it. And we think it has kind of a unique niche to it.
It is a unique niche. I've worked with a lot of temporary and virtual office companies. This is, without a doubt, the only one I've seen that was designed for creative work. And I know you've got a lot of other plans coming, including the ability for those people to collaborate online or even to do joint billing together.
Oh, no question. If you think of the days that you worked in any kind of a company, yours included, and the resources that you provided were billing, payroll, all of the support services that you need to run a business, that an individual by themselves really struggles to be able to find a critical mass to make it economical. That's all available here through a member network, and you can avail yourself of any or all of the services or none. But we're here to help and advise and promote whenever we can.
Well, that's a great thing. For a lot of my listeners will know that in between running Riverview Systems in San Jose and coming out here and buying Everett Hall, I spent 2 years as a freelance designer and designed all of Microsoft's exhibits. And you know, all of their touring trade show exhibits, all the communications facilities and video conferencing facilities for their booth, which you know takes weeks to assemble. Mm-hmm. And there were two problems with it. One was loneliness. The other was cash flow, because I could never get the bills out on time. I was so busy at CAD designing the booth and all of that kind of stuff that doing the paperwork was a real, you know, oh yeah, I mean, I'll have to remember to do that next week. So my cash flow became terrible. This is an interesting way of giving those kind of support services to creative professionals.
Well, one of the people that we talked to said, and it was from a freelancer's perspective, said, you know, a big issue for me is I can't get paid. And so then we talked to several of the agencies and customers they did work for. And they said, if they would send me a bill, I'd be happy to pay them. And so the accounting and the timeliness of sending those bills, it's very important to be able to show people what you've done, when you've done it, so that the bill doesn't become a big surprise to them at the end. And we in the creative services industry as freelancers have been terribly guilty of saying, oh, you remember this, don't you? And many times they don't.
Right, many times they don't. The other thing is, I've always found that the time to put the bill in front of them is the time when they are elated with the work that you've just delivered. Anyway, Jim, I would love to have you and Catherine, when she's back in town, back on my show. We'll do a little video podcast, a little tour of camaraderie. But thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Love to do it.
And that's all we have time for. But join us again next episode here on The Week on Rave Radio. In the meantime, you can find out more about camaraderie at www.camaraderie.net. And don't forget, there's lots more to listen to in our other podcasts on Rave Radio. Check them all out at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. And thanks once again to our sponsors, Ingram Micro and Atlas Sound, for helping us bring you this show. Check them out at the links provided on the page where you got this. And thanks again for listening to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, wishing you a great week ahead.